This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The January WASDE report caused some big moves in corn and soybean prices. We'll have more right after this.
Lasting longer than originally projected, now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors and the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years, since right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by cost share. Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
As we've been reporting on plenty lately, many estimates for the January WASDE said that it would be likely a rather uneventful report. The USDA loves to prove us wrong, though, and they did that by making cuts to both the corn and soybean numbers while leaving the South American crop unchanged. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said this news is very bullish for the corn markets.
Lowered corn yield by 3.8 bushels to the acre. It brought us down to 179.3. That brings your production down by 276 million bushels. Overall, there were changes to the demand or to the usage side of things on the corn balance sheet. They did decrease feed and residual by 50 million bushels, and they decreased exports by 25 million bushels. Back in December, they had actually raised exports by 150 million bushels.
Soybeans also received very bullish news, but McBride said both marketplaces are facing uncertainty with the news about the South American crop and the potential for tariffs and trade wars with the new administration.
So overall, your total production comes down by 95 million bushels. No changes to your usage on beans. So overall, just a 90 million bushel decrease. So all of a sudden, we're talking about 380 million bushel ending stocks on soybeans. This is, again, a bullish outlook for us. This is something that we've got to keep an eye on. But the big questions remain, as I said, with the corn. It's South American production. And then we do have to concern ourselves with risk to prices based off of any tariffs coming in with the new presidency and potential trade wars.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.